Super Fit. Story by Peter Millett. Illustrated by Mel Chambers. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Lucky.
Marcus, Coach Williams is making us do his Super Fit training program again tomorrow,
said Sandy.
Oh no, I don't want to do that again, said Marcus. I could hardly move my legs after the last time.
Sandy smiled at Marcus.
But guess what? I don't have to do it,
she laughed.
Why not?
Asked Marcus. Sandy held up her right hand to Marcus. Two of her fingers had tape around them.
I really hurt my fingers playing volleyball, and I've got a note to say that I don't have to do the Super Fit training program tomorrow,
she smiled. Marcus looked at Sandy.
You're so lucky, he said.
Sandy smiled at Marcus again.
Guess what? I can take longer to do my science project as well,
she laughed.
My science teacher said that I can take my time and wait until my fingers get better.
Marcus looked at Sandy again.
You're so lucky.
Marcus wished that he had hurt his fingers too. Chapter 2. Tape. That night, after dinner, Marcus found some tape and took it to his room. He shut the door and put the tape around his fingers. He smiled.
Now I won't have to do the Super Fit training program tomorrow, he laughed.
The next day at school, Marcus showed Sandy his hand.
Now you won't have to do the Super Fit training program,
she said. Suddenly, Coach Williams walked past. Chapter 3. Think.
Marcus, what happened to your hand?
Coach Williams asked. Marcus froze on the spot. He couldn't think of anything to say.
I fell off my skateboard and hurt my hand.
Marcus held up his hand in front of Coach Williams' face. Coach Williams looked closely at the tape around Marcus's fingers. Marcus was scared. Chapter 4. Good news?
Oh, that's such a shame. Now, you won't be able to do my Super Fit training program today, said Coach Williams.
I know, said Marcus. It's a real shame.
How about you go to the library with Sandy this afternoon?
Okay, I will,
said Marcus, with a big smile on his face. That afternoon, before Marcus went to the library, he heard Coach Williams surprise everyone at the gym.
I have some good news for you, he said. Because you worked so hard last week, we're going to do something fun today.
Coach Williams showed the class some long ropes.
We're going to do some indoor rock climbing today, he said.
When Marcus heard this, he was shocked. Chapter 5. Unlucky.
Okay, Marcus, you can go to the library with Sandy now, called out Coach Williams.
Marcus walked away slowly. He was very unhappy.
Hey, guess what?
Smiled Sandy.
Now you can help me with my science project.